I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. It's been talked about for a long time in Vermont, but supporters of a bill to create an ethics commission to watchdog state government say 2016 is their year. They also say it's crucial to create a comprehensive law outlining conflict of interest rules for all lawmakers and state officials. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
Vermont is a national leader on many issues, but transparency of state government isn't one of them. The Center for Public Integrity gave Vermont a D-plus grade because Vermont is one of just three states in the country that do not have an ethics commission or a financial disclosure policy for all elected officials. Secretary of State Jim Kondo says an independent ethics panel is needed to investigate alleged violations of both the state's campaign finance law and new conflict of interest policies. He also wants the commission to be a place where state officials can seek guidance when they have questions on an issue of transparency.
Even little things that might go wrong can create havoc in the long run. And Vermonters do deserve good government. And the only way to get good government is to have an open and transparent government.
Stowe Representative Heidi Sherman has been a sponsor of an ethics commission bill for several years. She says the panel is needed in part to restore public faith in the state's political system.
Perception is reality. And there's a lot of distrust right now from the general public in government and in politicians. And if we can do something at the state level to instill more confidence in our elected officials and government in general, I think that would be a good thing.
Washington County Senator Anthony Polina wants any conflict of interest policy to include a waiting period of at least a year before a lawmaker or state official could be employed by a business or nonprofit group that lobbies the legislature.
It's what we call the revolving door, and we're all familiar with it. And I think there's a lot of people who get aggravated when they see that revolving door spinning too much. So I think we need to regulate it at some level and then have the Ethics Commission make sure that it's abided by.
Under Polina's draft bill, the Chief Justice of the Vermont Supreme Court would be the chairman of the new Ethics Commission. Polina says the panel will also need a full-time staff of at least three people to investigate complaints. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.